Now, today we are talking about ballet, the beautiful form of dance. It's not something I'm any good at, but I am definitely a fan of watching it. And we've got a couple of brilliant performances coming to the Royal Hall in Harrogate on October the 31st and also November the 1st. So I have a very important man on the phone. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon. My name is Alexey Ignatov, and I'm the producer who brings you ballets and operas Harrogate.
And we'll start with the one on the October the 31st, so this is on Halloween, but it's by no means spooky. It's Swan Lake, which is potentially the most famous ballet that we have.
Yes, it's a Tchaikovsky classic, and next to Nutcracker, both of them, Swan Lake and Nutcracker, are probably the best known ballets out there. People know it for their music and the storylines. And yeah, I mean, Swan Lake is certainly one of the most favourite ones.
And I know it's about a magical curse, isn't it? A princess gets turned into a swan. And the music, you say it's Tchaikovsky music, people will know this music. I think sometimes you think, oh, I might not understand the music, but there won't be a person in the audience, I don't think, that doesn't recognise one of those songs and sort of bop along with it. For people who have never been to see a ballet before, how would you describe the evening? What kind of an event will it be?
We get it asked a lot because it's always a perception by the public that opera and ballet is only for upper class and you need to have a PhD to understand the music. And we're trying to break this kind of, not fear, but obstacle that the people that never experienced ballet would have. And I mean, really what we're trying to do, and when we go to regional theatres, we try to ensure that all productions are as classic as possible, that the sets are traditional, the dance itself is obviously classic as well, and it just makes it easier for the people that never seen ballet before, and there's every year more and more of them, makes it easier for them to follow and to understand. And that's the key, really. What we're always trying to do is to make sure that it's quite an enjoyable evening, as you just put it, for any newcomers to Bali, really.
I'm very excited because I am hoping to come along as well, and I haven't actually been to see this one before. There's also another one as well that's happening on November the 1st.
That's right. It's Sleeping Beauty, which is another Tchaikovsky's classic, and this one gets more interested in, and the kids get more excited by it because you have all the fairy tale characters there, a bit more colourful, and Swan Lake is a bit more serious. And therefore, The Sleeping Beauty is a brilliant piece for the whole family to enjoy as well.
And so if someone's got kids, you think, bring them along to The Sleeping Beauty?
Yes, definitely. And I had my kids, you mentioned Halloween, my Albert's birthday is on the 31st, and they watched it recently in Cannes, and they really enjoyed it, and all the characters, and they were very excited. So it's definitely one for the whole family to enjoy, yeah.
And is this part of a big tour? So you're going to be in Harrogate for these two nights, but is your company sort of hopping around from town to town at the moment?
Yes, and it's always the case because we're trying to cover as many theatres as possible. I think on this tour we have about 45 different venues and 64 dates in total. Today we're in Harlow. It's quite sunny actually at the moment. So yeah, we hope, as you rightly say, every day to a different place. So we should be finishing 3rd of December, I believe.
Oh, that's quite a long stint then, isn't it? Best of luck with that. You'll all be very tired and ready for Christmas by the time you finish. People can come along and enjoy the ballet and opera October the 31st and November the 1st. They can get tickets from harrogatetheatre.co.uk. Alexa, thank you very, very much for talking to us. And if you want to just finish with one line of encouraging people to come along, what would you say to them?
Just not to be afraid of the classical music for any people that never experienced the ballet. And come and enjoy it and give it a go. But I'm certain everybody involved will have a great time at the ballet.